Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh, it's finally Friday. I've been waiting all week for Friday. Again, though, now that I think about it, don't we always wait all week for Friday because it comes at the end of the week? Anyway, I know you're going, yeah, duh. Anyway, welcome to The Download. And if you don't know where you are here on Dow House Radio. And my name is Sierra Devay. And usually I have a co-host with me, but I don't have a co-host tonight because, well, everybody's sick, and that, those kind of things happen. So I want to give a shout-out to both of my co-hosts and go, please get well, get better very, very soon, because you know I love you guys. But in the meantime, you know what I've decided tonight? I'm making you my co-host. So you're joining in tonight, and you all are going to be my co-host. So we're taking all callers tonight so that you can join into the conversation. But always remember, keep on the topic, because you know how I feel when you get off the topic. I will cut you off, just to let you know. Not being mean, but let's just stay on the topic, guys. Anyway, I'm so, so excited. One, it's because it's a holiday weekend, and who can't be happy when it's a holiday weekend? And you know you've already planned your beer bongs and all the other stuff you're going to do this weekend, and we're going to all celebrate being Americans and not being British. Well, some of us aren't British. We're not going to name the one person on this show that isn't. But, but you know, this is the 4th of July. So, well, we're coming on the 4th of July, and the 4th of July is tomorrow, and I hope everybody has a great time. But in the meantime, guess what we are going to talk about? We are talking about what would you say to your ex today if you could talk to your ex about either why you left, why they left you, why you would never go back. Because that's always my thing, because I don't believe in going back to someone. Once I leave something behind, there's a reason why I left you behind. No matter how much fun you were, I'm not coming back. Though I might get a little peace every once in a while, but I am not coming back. Don't even think about it. That's not happening. But I'm sure everyone, I know for a fact, every single person has something that they wanted to say to their ex. If anything, you know, do you ever wonder, like, and the reason why this subject has come up and the reason why I was thinking about this is I was going to go with a different subject. But the reason why this came up to me is I was watching a show called Right This Minute. And I don't know if any of you all have watched this. It's very short vignettes of live video and videos taken on camera and on phone. And, excuse me, pardon me, so sorry. One particular one was about, what would you say to your ex? And they actually had a lie detector. And these are people that have been broken up for quite a while. And they're asking their question. Because, you know, once you've been broken up for a while, there's no lie. Well, I would think there's no lies anymore because you're not going to benefit from a lie anymore at this point because you've been broken up for a while. But why did you cheat on me? Was the sex bad? Why did you go here or that? Or why did I feel like? Because sometimes in some cases, that person didn't actually cheat on you. You just felt like they did, and they actually didn't do anything at all. And as a woman, I know women, we do that quite often, not saying that our feelings ain't true. And you men, if you're feeling, I think a lot of people, when they're a little bit insecure, especially coming from out of another relationship, may regard something as being cheating or someone cheating when that wasn't what was happening at the time. So I'm just curious, what would you say to your ex? And it's really more, what would you say to your ex if you saw them right now? Or would you even speak to them? Because I have a few exes. I'd be like, you exist still? I'm just like that. I don't have very many like that, but I have one or two in the past where I've literally forgotten their names. That's how much they don't exist to me. And then I have others where I go, look at me now, and you dump me. And, yes, guys, I have been dumped before. Only once, though. But sorry, it's only been once. I have been the dumper, not the dumpy, many times. And usually when I said it was not you, it was me, that's what I really meant. It wasn't you. It was me because I needed to move on. And it had nothing to do with you. It was really more about the fact that I needed to be free. And I've never been one to really, like, be bogged down a lot because I had, personally, I've always put my career in front of, or, you know, I know people are like, a career, you're a porn star, but yes, that's a career. I've always put what I'm doing in my life and making money ahead of relationships. So a lot of times that's really what it was about. And I've actually used the excuse that I'm sleeping with someone to dump somebody when I'm not sleeping with anyone at all. I'm not even cheating. But I knew that if I did that, they would never call me again. So I'm wondering if you've ever used that as an excuse or said you were even having an affair when you actually were not having an affair just to get out of being in a relationship with somebody. Then be honest with you, it's a childish way to get out of a relationship. I'm not going to lie. It's completely childish. But I was young, so. But we'll go back to that. Really quickly, I just want to tell you all, if my phone doesn't stop ringing here, I just want to tell you all right now, feel free to call in because you all are my new co-host. You are my co-host today. So feel free to chime in and join me in this conversation. And if you want to chime in and join me in this conversation, all you have to do is dial 646-595-4038 and press 1. And when I see you pop up, I will, and I, oh my gosh, I already see people in here. Just press 1 and you can join the conversation. But if you want to come on live and you don't want to hear anyone talk, or I'm sorry, you don't want to hear anyone hear your voice, because maybe you're on the down low about something that you're doing, all you have to do is join the chat room. And I have no problems, just, you know, put whatever name you want to use, because I plan on talking to everyone in the chat room. By the way, I want to say hi to the one, we have one guest in the chat room. So I am manning the chat rooms and the phone lines tonight. And I am here. So my first question is, and this is really a really big one before we go in. Have you ever gone back to an ex and told them why you left them? And I don't mean like immediately, not during the whole like while we're so angry at each other thing. I mean after you've moved on and gone back and gone, well, you know, this is the reason. It wasn't you. It just really was not working for me. And I want to know what happened because I'm really curious. Because I personally, I've never had an ex do that to me. But honestly, I'd like to know why they broke up with me or why we broke. Well, gosh, now that I say that again, I've mostly broken up with mine. I've only been broken up with once. I've only been dumped once in my entire life. So, and I kind of know why I was dumped. So he doesn't really need to come back and tell me why, because I kind of really know. I kind of forced that issue myself. But I want to hear your stories, and I want to talk about your stories because you know what? Your stories are always going to be way more interesting than mine because mine are just tabloid secrets, okay? Oh, that kind of makes it interesting, doesn't it? Okay, they're not tabloid secrets as much as they are tabloid surprises. Or like, yeah, we kind of knew that was happening already. I mean, most of the time, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, if whether it's a white light or a red light or a blue light, whatever it is, I see it already. So as we're going in tonight, again, I want you all to know you can call in, and I will be answering your calls all night tonight. And the number is area code 646-595-4038. And if you don't want to talk on the phone, all you have to do is just join into the chat room. And, yes, hey, James, I see you in the chat room. And I am managing all lines. On that note, I'm going to take a caller here real quick, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say. And I think I know you pretty well. So, hey, 352, how are you doing tonight? 352,
I'm doing good.
Hey, how are you
doing? I'm doing good tonight, Sierra. I'm sorry you're stuck all alone to run the show tonight, but...
Oh, don't look hard. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little bit conceited, so I like doing everything all by myself. So.
That's okay, but
so don't tell my co-host
to,
that.
To take their place in co-hosting with you tonight, if you'd like. about the topic of exes and the breakups.
Have you ever broken up with someone and went back and found out why, or they broke up with you and talked to them about why you all broke up?
Not really, because I haven't quite had an actual relationship at the moment.
No? But you've had one in the past, correct?
I don't think I ever had a relationship, period, so...
No? Well, we got to pop your cherry, honey. Look, you got to get your heart broken just like everybody else. Cause I know I've had my heart broken so many times.
I don't really think I want my heart broken. I don't think anyone wants their heart broken.
I don't think
anyone
actually wants their heart broken, but I agree that getting your heart broken does build character.
I would think the reason... If I were to look at a reason why, I would have to look towards celebrity relationships that
mm-hmm.
would cause them to become exes. Like
are
recent,
you thinking about Jen and was it Jennifer Garner and what is his name?
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck? Because you know,
yes.
Yeah, she's got a lot to talk about. But I think they're having she's a very sensible woman. Well, they're doing the right thing. They're keeping everything out of the public. But there's probably a lot of issues there. And there were probably issues for a long time. But there's probably a lot of issues there. But I think they're going to break up and be amicable about this whole thing and still be, like, you know, friends. What do you think?
That's a good idea. Friends is always better than...
It's always to have a friend better than it's better a frenemy than an enemy, right? I'll take a frenemy over enemy.
Same here.
Yeah, that is a very and then you have to think of, you know, how wild he has been in the past. And by the way, Ben, if you're listening right now, I'll date you. But I won't marry you. But I'll date you. I'll be your other half for a few moments, but I would never marry you. You're totally not my type. So he's got the wrong color eyes for me. So
I can see. Well, it's always good to date rather than stay, even if it doesn't last.
But I think that is a very, very a good example of an amicable breakup. Do you think that?
Probably, though, some breakups usually.
I mean, at least it's not Caitlyn and it's not Caitlyn and what's her name? The mother? It's not the Jenners.
No.
That's an ugly breakup.
And there has been some ugly.
That's really, I think that's Eric a really ugly breakup.
I think the most well-known wouldn't be that situation with long ago with Madonna and
oh, and Sean Penn. That was an explosive breakup. But you know what? I'm still rooting for them to get back together.
I doubt that will ever.
Don't break my heart. I think eventually they'll be back together.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't want to break your heart, but it's just, I think it's because of the fact that Sean Penn don't like the paparazzi very much, and Madonna does, so.
She is a sucker for paparazzi. She is. Well, honey, we got to get you experience, so we got to send you on some, like, what do they call it? What is that thing where you, like, date tables for, like, 30 minutes? Was it speed dating? We got to send you on some speed dating or something so we can get you some experience, honey. It's fun. It's like being on a roller coaster, except for you don't crash.
I'll think about it. If I were to have a... Of course, I would prefer just to have a relationship that lasts and not end in a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly a relationship. If I were to have one, it would be, I think, more with a beautiful interracial relationship, like with you or Lola Lane.
You don't
want to
be in a relationship with me. I'm a whole entire whirlwind. I'm a wounded now. But I think relationships, I mean, breakups and relationships teach you a lot about who you are as a person, and they help you grow. I am so glad that you called in today.
Thanks. And once again,
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry you have to end up doing the show by yourself, but
oh, it's okay. I don't mind talking. That's what I do. It's what I do, and I think I do it pretty well. I love to talk. So, is like, at least this time, I'm not the only one listening to me. That's all that matters. There's nothing worse when you're the only person listening to yourself. Is that right?
Yes. I know you probably got some other callers coming.
So Donna, I'm so glad that you called in.
Yes,
so I hope you stay on the line and listen to the rest of the show.
I will try.
Okay, well, try not to bore you, okay?
You're not boring me. Whether it's just you or you and Lola Lane or you and Alana Evans, you're not boring
Next
me.
Time I have to bring Sock Cop on with me. If anyone looks at Periscope, I love Sock Cop, so we'll bring him on with me. Darlin, thank you so much for calling in. And
you're welcome.
We're going to go on to the next caller. And just know... Thank you for being a co-host on my show, because I really love it when you all are co-hosts
on
my
welcome.
Show.
You're welcome. Mm.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I never really thought about it, but you know what? You all are right. I didn't think about it tonight, but, you know, there's Brad and Jen are breaking up. Are they called Brad and Jen? I don't know. Bennifer or Ben and Jen? I don't know. I don't keep up with celebrity stuff. Okay, that's kind of a half lie. I do watch Wendy Williams. But, you know, I do like to do the little Hot Topics thing every once in a while. But the reason why I brought this one up and what really came to my mind is, and I was going to talk about this tonight, and I changed my subject for anybody who's been paying attention all week. I was talking to this week, I was thinking about talking about, you know, what happens when the person that you thought you were in love with turns out to be a completely different person altogether. And, you know, sometimes when people have an affair, they have an affair that you cannot compete with. Like, and speaking of celebrity people, we're talking about Oh, God, what is her name? Why can I not think of it right now? Hank Basket and his wife. He used to be in Playboy. And if you're in the chat room right now, can you give me the name? Because I can't think of her name right now. I want to say Kendra. She can't compete with who he cheated with because she doesn't have those parts. This is a whole other type of cheating scandal right here. And when Bruce Jenner left his wife of how many years, 15, 20 years or whatever, I'm sorry, I've never been a huge fan of Kris Jenner, but I think she should be pissed forever. Not only did he leave her, but he completely changed. He's a completely different person. So now her life feels like a complete lie in every single freaking way. And that's a hard thing to compete with. So, but, I mean, that's not the only thing. I mean, there's so many things. And like I said, I was watching a show this week, and they actually had exes come together and do lie detector tests. And they were like, okay, so did you really want to sleep with my best friend? And it's a lie detector test. And this is after they had been broken up for a while, so there's no arguments. And by the time they're over it, but haven't you ever wanted to just go back and really ask the question that you really wanted to ask, even though you're over it, because you just wanted to hear it? I'm just curious on that. I'm curious how many people ever wanted to just go back and ask, hey, did you really do what I think you did? So we're going to get back to the phone lines in just one second. But on that note, and I don't know if any of you all know the premise of this particular song, but it's kind of about a guy who is in love with the girl of the mother he's dating. And I just thought it might kind of, like, you know, have something to do with our show tonight. It's kind of, sort of, kind of ways. And I just thought it was just kind of funny because when you really think about it, I mean, things like this happen all the time. And I can't believe that I'm sitting here and going through this, and I had everything all tied up, and now all of a sudden I can't find it. What is wrong with me? Oh, my God. You know what? Don't worry. I'll have it in just a second. And on that note, I think we are going to go to this one right here because I think you're going to like this for just one second. And then we're going to do Dollhouse Radio announcements. And then I'm going to answer a whole bunch of calls. So, guys, get your stories ready because I'm ready to hear them. I'm dying to hear your stories. On that note, one second. This is Maroon 5. She will be loved.
to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Hey guys, welcome back to the download. And by the way, you know what? I'm having a great time with you all, and I see you all in the chat room. And guess what? Not that it's a chat room, sorry. I see you in the chat room, and I see you online. And I'm going to try to get to absolutely every single person tonight. That is my goal. Just wanted to tell you that. But I've got Alan Stewart in the chat room going, play some James Blunt. By the way, I happen to like James Blunt too. I am with you. And I'm sorry today, I just wanted to put a little bit of the music in that I wanted to play. And I know if you're not really into it, don't worry, because I got some R&B and some indie artists coming up here pretty soon before we end the show. But in the meantime, we were talking about, what would you say to your ex if you could talk to them today? And I'm not talking about the one you're mad at. I'm talking about, you know, a little bit down the line, if you had some time to think and some time, you know, well, you know, once you've moved on, because that's the best conversation, once you've completely moved on and you get to go back, because I have talked to a few of my exes once we've completely moved on, and the conversation is actually extremely interesting. You'd be surprised. You learn a little bit about yourself, a little bit about who you were before, a little bit about them. If you want to join the conversation, by the way, everyone who's online is my co-host tonight. So you're talking to me, Sierra Devi. This is the Down Low. And if you want to join me, all you have to do is call me at 1-646-595-4038. And once you do that, if you want to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. On that note, I think I have another caller on the line. And I am very curious to hear what you have to say, mister. So, Mr. and Mrs., because I'm not really sure right now. Anyway, I got area code 708207 on the line. Hi, darling. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you? Good evening,
I'm
Sarah.
Doing very good. And I know who you are, but can you tell everybody else who you are?
Awesome Bear.
Hi, Awesome Bear. Awesome Bear, you know, you've been my co-host a few times, but you are officially my co-host today, so welcome.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've actually sort of kind of been a co-host.
What do you think about tonight's subject, and what do you have to put in on it?
I've actually kind of talked about this in the past, about
mm-hmm.
exes and...
Mm-hmm.
We may, you know, why you broke up and all of that. And the person, my most recent ex, you know,
mm-hmm.
she actually broke up with me.
Oh, darling, I didn't know y'all were still broke up. I thought y'all had gotten back together.
Not when.
Okay, because I'm like, no, don't tell me that.
No, not the person in the, you know, believe me, it wouldn't be my Avia if it was still broken up.
Okay.
So, still,
yeah, I want the one from the way past. The one you look, we're over it, but, you know, let me tell you what, we're wrong.
Well, yeah, she and I, you know, this is the one, and like I said, I've talked about this before, she and I are still friends. we did mm-hmm. go through a period where, I mean, it took me 2 or 3 years finally to get it out of her, because she just broke up with me basically for no reason. So, yeah, I did mm-hmm. get dumped. She just stopped, you know, we stopped talking, we stopped, no communication. She wouldn't return phone calls, she wouldn't return texts, nothing. So mm-hmm. after a while, when we did start talking to each other on the phone again, and when I would ask her, she would always kind of dodge. She would never answer the question. Well, just recently, within the last couple of months, we had a lifelong conversation. And she mm-hmm. actually told me, it was just, she didn't really have a reason other than it was kind of flight. You know, what's that thing, fight or flight? I can't think of what that old saying is now.
It's called fight or flight, because I'm one of those girls. It was fight or flight.
You know, she just sort of got...
You were too intense for her.
Yeah, that was it. And, I mean, it was intense and all of that. So... that was it, even though I kept telling her, no, I don't want to get married. She had been married twice, which was one reason she was probably a little bit skittish. I wasn't necessarily, and I told her I didn't want to get married. Okay, I mean, if you don't want to get, I'm not going to ask you. If you told me you don't want to get married, I'm not going to ask you to get married. Because we each had our own places. We each, you know, were working. I didn't need her financially. She didn't need me financially. So it wasn't a case of that, you know. So, no, it was just that I think she just needed to room to breathe. And, if you know, she just, that was it. She just wanted to get out, didn't want to be in a romantic relationship anymore. I mean, and we're good friends.
It really wasn't even about you. It was about her.
It was more about her.
It wasn't about you at all.
I didn't do anything wrong. That was my mm-hmm. thing at the time, you know. Well, what did I do wrong? Tell me what I did wrong. Did I make you mm-hmm. mad for the final time? You know, what happened? And she would always just say nothing. But finally, yeah, it was more about her. It didn't have anything to do with me. It had to do with her.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand that, because I've been married a few times. And mm-hmm. there have been times I've broken up with someone and they thought it was them, and it really wasn't even about them at all. I just wasn't ready. And they were too intense for me at the moment and didn't realize that I wasn't ready to be that intense at the moment. Though I enjoyed their company completely, I just wasn't mm-hmm. ready. And there's nothing wrong with not being ready.
Right. And that's what this was.
I have Alan Stewart in the chat room now. He's like, you were married? Yes, I've been married a few times. God, do you ever really follow me? I'm just saying, I'm teasing. But guys, if you've ever listened to me, yes, I've been married a few times. I've also been a runaway bride a few times too. So I'm one of those girls.
was, and the funny thing was, you know, I think had I retired yet. And this is funny thing. Yeah, because we worked in the same industry. We both worked for the state of Illinois. So we mm-hmm. would still talk with each other. I mean, we still talk with each other now. Mm-hmm. But when I was, a couple of years ago, when I was sick and in the hospital and I had to go to be in rehabilitation for a while, she was the one that came to see me. Not the other. I think I'm...
honestly, that doesn't surprise me, because I've done it. I mean, we're like, you're here? I'm like, sorry, I have hiccups today. Oh, gosh, I totally have the hiccups. Just because I left because I didn't want to be in a relationship doesn't mean I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Two totally different things, and I've stood by a lot of people's sides, and they were like, you're here? I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to marry you.
You know.
Please get a girlfriend. I would not be jealous.
And you know, that's the way that was. You know, that was the funny thing is she came to visit me a couple of times, you know, and she was very caring and everything. She's the one that kept up with me more so than my girlfriend did at the time. And that that's a whole other story, because that was kind of a sticking point too, you know. But that's a whole other subject. But
it is weird when the new girlfriend is like, I've met a few new girlfriends and they're like, oh yeah, why are you here? I'm like, no, trust me, I don't want him. I'm happy he's finally happy, because he could have never been this happy with me, because I would not have made him this happy, only because I wasn't in the same place that he was.
You know,
and it has nothing to do. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's a grown up way to deal with a situation.
Yeah, I mean, there was, and I think that was the thing with me at the time was, you know, and men usually don't want closure. It was like, you know, tell me why. I didn't understand, because we really cared about each other, and we still do. But, I mean, at the time, it was just like, why? You know, you never told me why. Why? And, you know,
you guys are like that. You need to know why. See, I don't need to know why. I just want to know it's over. Just go.
No. And she told me that's the way she did. As a matter of fact, she told me one of her divorces, that's what she did. She just got a divorce. She never really, I mean, she just sort of, you know, wasn't that we fell out of love, you know, because we didn't love each other. It's just that, like I said before, it was just, I think, well, she really thought I wanted to get married. She kept telling me, I said, that I don't want to get married again. I'm like, okay, cool, fine. But she really thought that I wanted to get married. And I
was
like,
honey, you're intense. No. I'm on the other side of the not the other side of the globe, but another side of the state. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're a teddy bear, and you're intense, and you're lovable, and you're the kind of guy that girls marry.
Yeah.
They don't just date, they marry you.
That's probably true, although I never married. I've been in some intense relationships.
And y'all listening, no, we do not know each other personally, but in what I've seen and in talking to you, because we were like, how do you know all this? And what I've seen when I talk to you, you're an intense, when you fall for someone, and this is a good thing, you give them your entire heart.
Yes.
And that's a very good thing. So you're the type of guy that girls marry, they don't date. You're not the type of guy like, I'm a casual dater. I couldn't casually date you. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if any, I know this is a terrible analogy because you're a guy, but if anyone has ever watched Sex and the City, I'm Samantha.
I've watched
to have fun.
Yeah, you just want to, you know, like you said before, you think like a guy. You think like a dude.
I think like a guy.
Like
I'm not trying to be that intense, yeah.
Right.
I want you out of my house by the time I have to go to work in the morning.
You know, you're in it for the fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a good time, you know, if we have sex. Sex is good. If we go out and have a few good times, a few laughs, good times, yeah, but okay. Let's not get too sick.
Okay, and then tomorrow I'll try to remember what your name is. So I am so bad about that. I am so glad you called in. Ooh, I have my favorite co-host in, and I have a few more of y'all on the line. I see you. Don't be wrong. I'm not missing any of you all. Awesome Bear. You know how much fun you are. And I hope it's not storming where you are.
No, actually, it was nice. It's been nice for the last few days. We had our rainy days, but it's actually been nice. It was actually nice today. I did my cooking out today, so I mean, tomorrow I could just relax.
Oh. Well, it's storming here, but you know what? Look for me. I'll be at the Nats game tomorrow. So look for, Nats versus the Giants, I think. So look for me there. Well, unfortunately, it won't be the Cubs. You'd definitely be looking. But
I'm a White Sox fan. But
oh, darn. I'm sorry. White Sox. Oh, you're South Side.
Right, I'm a South Sider, so no.
You're South Side. You're my side of town.
Right. I'll watch the Cubs, but I'm not a fan. I'm a White Sox.
Yeah, right. So, okay, well, then you don't have to worry because it's a Giant, so it has nothing to do with you. Just look for me.
But I will probably. If they're on ESPN tomorrow, I might check out the game. I don't know what time the way.
If you see me, give me a shout out. I'll be behind home base.
Oh, okay. You got good seats.
Definitely. Thank you so much for calling in. But you know what? Right. I'm going to try to get to a few other people. I love you dearly. I'm going to try to get to a few other people here. And I have somebody new on the line. Ooh, this is going to be, ooh. So we have area code 904-609. Are you there? Are you here with me?
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing? Hey. Can you tell everybody who you are?
Yes, this is Brian. I'm in Florida.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm great.
So what's your comment on tonight, since you're my co-host for tonight?
I'm just wanting to say, like, I had an ex, and I just stopped talking to her. That's basically what I do.
Really? But you never wanted to go back and find out what the hell went on?
No, because I was just mad. I was that mad, so I never wanted to talk to him. I just wanted to, like, show them how happy I was without them.
You know what? I think that's the best revenge ever. Show them how happy you are and make money.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that definitely. When it comes to revenge, the best revenge is be happy without them and go make some money and be like, aha, you can't do this without me.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm all about going and making some money and be like, oh, I don't have time to deal with your stuff. I don't have time to even answer you because I'm busy doing stuff. I'm busy making
right.
moves and shuffling numbers and doing all kinds of things. I'm all about that.
Yeah, definitely. That's cool.
I had to admit, though, I did have one ex. Actually, he came to me, and he was like, so did you really, really leave me for this person? I go, actually, I didn't. It was an excuse. But it was like way back. It was like 15 years ago, and then we saw each other again. I was like, no, I just need to get out from under you. So I made up an excuse.
That's cool.
Have you never
had
that happen?
No, I never had one of them approach me. I never had an ex, like, really approach me. Like, well,
really?
No, I have, and then, like, we talked, but we didn't do anything. So it was kind of like I just ignored them. It was kind of like we didn't talk, you know? I tried to get them back, and they wouldn't. Yeah, so it's kind of like that. Like, because I might still do stuff with them if they let me, you know?
Some
of them.
I don't know about you, but, okay, have you ever gone back to an ex? I've never gone back to an ex.
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did you, when you went back, did you remember why you left them in the first place?
Yeah, I did. I knew, but, I mean, I thought, when I went back, I thought we were going to stay together again, and we didn't.
Oh, you had your heart broken then.
Kind of, but not really. I just moved on. It just didn't work out.
See, I think when your heart is broken, it builds, I don't want to say builds character, but it teaches you who you are as a person and what you will accept from somebody else. So that when you do move on, you're not putting over that bullshit again.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I want you to know, I really like the show, but I would like if y'all talk nastier. Like, I like that too when y'all talk like really.
You
like,
do.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
every
like,
once in a
really
while we get all nasty and dirty, but most of the time we're serious.
But I'm like trying to follow y'all wherever y'all want to go. Like, you know, I'm into India and everything, India, Maryland. That's why I listen. Like, so keep me abreast. Like, I call all the time. Y'all should know.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. You know what? No, don't get me wrong. We're a little serious on this show, but we have other shows where we get down and dirty, and we will tell you all the news. You should join me and Sammy on Monday afternoons.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. Thank you so much for calling in, doll. Okay. All right, bye. Oh, he's so sweet. Okay, so we have another caller. Very quickly. We were calling from 708 area code, 708-560. How are you doing, my new co-host? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great with that. You got that sexy voice going on. Can you tell everybody who we're talking to, who my new co-host is?
Oh, this is Big A, or Adrian over at Chicago. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Adrian. Look, I already knew who you were, but I wanted you to tell everybody else who you were. Because you've been my co-host before. So, Adrian, what do you think about our topic tonight? Or say my topic tonight, since I'm the only one here.
Oh, wow. Oh, shoot.
It's just me and you, baby. Let's get it on.
Oh, that you are so bad. Oh,
okay,
man.
Yeah, now I'm bringing up memories of things we shouldn't be talking about on the radio, right?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
I,
what are your thoughts on this? Have you ever gone back to an ex and asked why, or has an ex ever come to you and asked why? I mean, after the hate is all gone, because you know sometimes this takes years. But after the hate is gone, isn't that a song? After the love
a thin line,
is gone.
It's just gone. There was a time that that my ex did hook up back with me, and yeah, I gave her. It's hard to remember. Like it was over some stupid shit, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we tried meeting again, and she, like it was probably like a year time, and I wasn't really mad. It's just that sometimes in relationships, I'm a solitary guy. I
mm-hmm.
If I find somebody I like, I try to stick it through, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and I just move on. Sometimes I delve into my work, or I just hang out with friends or whatnot, but. Yeah, I tried working it out, and it just didn't happen, and it brought out sides of myself that I did not notice, that I did not
ooh,
like.
Which side is that? Were you a stalker?
No.
I found out
no.
I can be a stalker.
All right, that
sugar,
was a half
I put
truth.
Sugar in a guy's tank before, so.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh,
I'm that crazy bitch, so.
Oh, we're going to have a talk about that.
I've literally followed the guy and put sugar in his tank before. And if you're out there listening, you know who I'm talking about. I showed up at his wife's job. I mean, yeah, I'm that girl.
don't pull a Tyler Perry movie on us now. So.
And Tyler Perry wasn't even around at the time. I put a whole angry black woman thing on him, and I was like, "Damn, this is what you made me do." I was so embarrassed afterwards, though.
Ooh.
But later on, I told him, I was like, "You know, this is why I'm mad." But this is after I had moved on. We saw each other in public, and I was like, "You know, I think I was just dick whipped." I think I was a little dick whipped. Because I followed you 100 miles to your house and put sugar in your tank. So.
Mm.
The dick was good, and then you broke up with me.
Ooh.
I was young.
Yeah,
I was young and dumb.
And I was trying to figure out, like, we were in our 30s at the time when we were seeing each other, so
mm-hmm.
I would think that we would deal with each other
now.
With some of, huh?
Like you're a day over that now.
yeah. But I say, like, no, I am not going to let the, I say to myself, like, all right, she's really getting on my nerves, and then, like, no, I do not want this on the news, so let me back up before I do something stupid and
mm-hmm.
crazy. Like I do not, because the first thing the police are going to go for is like, hey, what you doing? Okay, I'm backing up. This is not going.
And if you're black,
I don't
you're
want
really to. I'm not sure, but if you're black, you know you're in trouble. So.
Yeah, my light skin ain't going to go through that route. My yellow ass ain't going to go down that route, so, you know.
I'm just lucky I had big titties and a pretty smile. So they were like, okay, she might be crazy, but, you know, dude, you were probably fucking her.
Yeah, and the old saying goes that, like, hey, she may be good, she may look good and be single, but, you know, somebody had enough of her shit to let her go.
Look,
so
for every beautiful girl, there's one guy. There's at least one or two guys out there who's tired of her funky ass. Okay, and no matter how gorgeous she is, there's at least one or two guys out there going, hell no.
Hell no.
I can't take it anymore. No.
Yeah, like I know what's underneath all that. I know what's underneath all that, and I've been through that. Like, I see her again, like, hey, how's it going? I would be cordial and polite and such. Try catch up, but you know what? It ain't gonna happen. Not again. No, there will be no third time. This ain't
no
the same
time.
Baseball for me. No
it.
Third time. That is it.
I'm not gonna lie. And I say this about me because I can laugh about me. And again, this was many, many years ago. I'm not crazy like that. I've never been the crazy girl. This is one guy I was crazy with, but I've had the crazy guys who I'm like, dude, I broke up with you 3 times. Are you not getting it? I left you messages. I told you don't you ever fucking come over here again. I even insulted you in public, and you're still here. That's why I broke up with you.
It's sad. Some folks just can't handle rejection.
Some folks don't handle rejection.
Some folks just can't handle rejection.
And then you got those people that come back. You got those people that come back, and they're like, why, why? And I'm like, I told you 2 years ago why. No. Get over it. Move on. There are so many other people out there in this world. The world is filled with 1 billion people. All you got to do is find one for yourself. And I'm not that one.
That is crazy.
I mean, when you put it that way, it's really hilarious, ain't it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, man.
I know. You know, I know you're about to fall out of your seat right now. Adrian, thank you so much for calling.
You are having
okay,
a
you're about to make me
this.
Cry. Just find one. There's 1 billion people in this world.
Billions. Like, travel. Go somewhere else. Like, this. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a city. Go somewhere.
Can you go to a different state? I bet you'll find one that looks just like me. Adrian, thank you so much for calling, and you just made me laugh so much. Oh my gosh.
All right, you have a good you have a good holiday.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Oh my god, my cheeks hurt. And you all with your dirty minds, I know what you're thinking. And ain't why my cheeks hurt right now. It's from smiling. I have no bananas in sight. Oh, gosh. Hey, you know what? I got to say a big hi to Dietrich Jackson in the chat room because he is so funny. But stop shouting at me. What's up with the bold letters, man? I just got to say that. And to Alan Stewart. And I just want to say, you know, I am paying attention to the chat room. I'm always here. And if you want to call in or join the chat room, I am very much listening to you. But you know what? I know we have a short time coming up, but I want to get to everyone. So we're going to do this. We're going to do this tonight. This is my goal. We're going to get to everybody tonight because this is my goal for the night. So, and, ooh, I hope I don't mess up, but I'm going to try this one more time. Let's see who's on the line. I have someone in the 757 area code, 757-256. Are you there?
Yes, I'm not yelling at you.
Is it Dietrich?
Yeah.
You got those big bold letters there. I'm like, okay, I see it. Damn it.
Stop
yelling at me.
How you doing?
I am doing so fine. Thank you for helping me co-host tonight.
No problem.
I got to hear your story because, okay, I'm trying to read it right now, but I'd rather you just go ahead and tell it.
Okay, make it short, sweet.
Just make it sweet. It ain't got
to
be short, just sweet.
Okay. Well, I had an ex a couple of years ago that I was dating, and you know, at the time I was trying to, like, I was in the middle of changing my career, so I was going to school and, you know, doing things related to me, you know, changing my career and everything. And she was mm-hmm. always, like, wanting things all the time. Now, mind you, but I've been in a relationship. I understand by me being a man, I have to step up when she wants things and needs things. But the stuff that she wanted was, like, so outrageous and so expensive. I'm looking like, don't you see what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to, you know, fund my new career, going to school and doing things related to that. Because once I do get that, you know, degree, I'll be making the money that you need to do all that stuff. So she decided to, like, break up with me. to deal with somebody who's pretty much, you know, there, you know, out there giving her what she wants, buying everything, not saying no.
Oh, this is young love, isn't it?
Yeah, I was kind of messed up for a while. Like, I was like, man, you let me over some materialistic stuff? Damn. But, so I came across to me about 7 years later at the gas station. Coincidentally, she with the guy, still with the guy. You know, I pretty much drive up my car, but I guess I looked at her and I thought it was her, but I wasn't 100% sure. So I went ahead and paid for my gas, and she actually saw me kind of trying to break her neck, left the guy in the line, come talk. We had a conversation. So she thought I was walking. She's like, I see you sweating. But actually, I came from the gym. So I said, no, I ain't walk. My car over there. And she's looking at the car like, okay, so what you, you ready? No, I said, that's mine. That's my car. You see the personalized plate? Ain't that your man over there that you left me for? Ain't that him right there? And she was like, oh, yeah, we together. You know, we happy, good. You know, he doing anything for me that you couldn't do. So what you doing right now? You still in school? I said, I'm an electrical engineer now. You know, I work at a power plant right now. So let me go ahead and go. Talk to you later. I left. So I said about a month later, she found me on Facebook. Sent me a message. How you doing, boo? What's going on? I answered back.
Did she really say
how
boo?
How you doing? Yeah, how you doing, boo?
Oh, she was trying to get back with you.
So I'm like, how you doing? Who it is? He didn't know who it is, but I was like, who is this? She's like, you remember who I am. I said, okay, what you want? Let's meet for lunch. So I was like, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Where your man at that you was talking to? Oh, we ain't together no more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we met for lunch. So she talks to me about how she's sorry about, you know, everything she did and she was young, even though she was in her 30s like me. But talking about how she was so immature and she didn't know what she really wanted and she was confused. I'm sitting there nodding my head like, you know, whatever. So at the end of the meal, she was like, so won't you try, you want to try to do it one more time? I said, what do you mean one more time? I said, won't you, you know, try, you know, give us a chance and everything. So, you know, I thought I actually kind of played it for a while. I sat there for about 5 seconds. I was like,
okay, I'm
going to
say this real quick. Please tell me you at least hit it one last time and then dumped her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
this is exactly what I did. I was like, you know, we got together, you know, we had together that day, you know, had sex. The next day, I was like, test this out. I'm going to plan a whole weekend for each other. We're going to go out, we're going to get a room and the best hotel, nice 4-star hotel, 5-star hotel, whatever. And we're going to do the whole damn thing. I said, make sure you take off work, and we're going to go, because, I mean, I live in the Virginia area. I said, we're going to go out to Virginia Beach, oceanfront, give it a hotel name and everything. I said,
damn, because, you know, I live around there, too. You know, that's not cheap.
Yeah. So I told her, I said, meet me at, I'm not going to say the hotel name on air. I said, meet me at this hotel, you know, at about 8 o'clock. I'll be there. And
in the morning?
And everything be cool. I never showed up.
In the morning or at night?
At night.
You know, I already know where this is going. You wrong, but you did it cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So you know what? You know the rest of the story already. She showed up
anyway,
and she out there. She waited.
What's going to happen to her?
Yep. So she go out there and she waited.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me.
And
I'm coming.
You at home playing Nintendo, weren't you?
Yeah. I can tell you where I was. I can tell you what I was doing. This took place recently. I was on phone with you, talking about a whole different subject. Yeah, this happened a month ago. So,
oh my God, this just happened.
Yeah, this just happened. This just happened a month ago.
Oh.
Because like I said,
God.
Me and her broke up over 7 years ago. So, yeah, I was on fire with you, talking about, I forgot what somebody was talking about.
You all had broken up so long ago. She should know you very well at this point. And
yeah.
And I really mean this. If she really knew you, she should have known better than that.
Well,
if she really knew you and paid attention, she wouldn't have even tried to come back to you like that. The best way to get an ex back is show how you have changed, and you don't try to get back with them.
Nope.
You show them how you've changed and become a better person and more evolved.
Exactly. So, you know, that's why I thought about it, because I actually had a split second thinking, maybe I should try again. But that had been the reason why she left.
There's a reason why you broke up with her.
And the reason when she saw me, she see how much I changed and how I was different now. So she probably like, let me get a piece of that. He gullible. I think he'd probably try to, whatever, just stand third. But I was
I had to say this. She's looking for a paycheck.
Yeah.
And I know our show isn't always about that, but you always, a lot of people don't realize that the mistress on the side is not always looking for a paycheck. And sometimes that's why people have mistresses, because the wife or the significant other, because not always necessarily a wife, because remember in 2015 now, a lot of people don't get married. They live forever together. And literally this person is their significant other. They've been with them that long. But maybe that person was with them because they were like, okay, you're coming up in the world and I need to be attached to you forever. But the next one is not looking for a pay. They're like, I got my own and you got your own.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, and that's the reason sometimes, honestly, and the reason why I brought this whole subject up is why have you ever talked to your ex, is because sometimes you don't realize that your exes move on for a reason. And sometimes it's you and sometimes it's them. And sometimes you have to check, you know, I don't go back to whatever I've left behind. I've never have done that. But a lot of people do that. But you have to pay attention. And what age you are has a lot to do with how you do things. But honestly, when you're younger and when you come back to somebody just because they finally went to school, you're looking for a paycheck, and you should have been there from the beginning, and you should have stuck around through the hard
times.
Because love is about the hard times and the good times.
Exactly. That's the wild thing people don't realize, that one little key factor, because it's going to come back around, karma will come back around on you.
It always
comes back around. You know, that's why you should never treat nobody bad.
Never.
Exactly. You should never treat nobody bad. You should never treat nobody wrong, because it'll come back on you.
I feel the same way. I do what I want to do. But a lot of people don't realize sometimes they go, oh, they down the person that's on the side. And sometimes the person on the side is not having a devious nature in that moment. They're just, we can't determine who we fall in love with.
No,
we just
can't
fall in love. And
but
never
have
be like,
chance.
Oh, she's just a thought on the side. Maybe she ain't a thought. Maybe she's the real thing. Maybe you're the thought.
Yeah, because sometimes a situation could turn to something bigger and you don't even realize it until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, is it? Are you happy or not? That's
are
the
you
thing.
Happy
you can't plan. You can't plan things if they meant to happen. That's the
you
thing. Because you never know who you might like.
I just want to clarify this real quickly, and I'm sorry, you know what a thought is, but some of our listeners don't know what a thought is. A thought is that hoe over there. It's called thought. That hoe over there. So you may call that girl a hoe, but she may not be a hoe. Maybe she's just somebody who just fell in love. You never know.
Yeah. Or somebody who just tried
maybe
to
that
her
thought is the one sitting in your bed right now.
Yeah, that person you say hi to every day.
She might be the real thought.
Exactly. And that'd be the person you're the man. You'd be like, damn.
You have to look out for that. I am so glad you called in. Thank you. And I won't take. I'll just say you changed the font over there. Not thought, but font. And you're not yelling at me.
Oh, you got
me. I love you, Dal. Thank you so much for being my co-host tonight.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, we have. It's never ending, and I love it. Thank you guys so much for calling in. Okay, so I have another caller, and we have about three more callers. And don't worry, don't go anywhere because I'm getting to you. 305-922. Are you there?
I am here. This is Cobra. What's going on?
I know. I knew that number when I saw it, honey bunny.
What's going on, mama? Well, I had to comment on this
great.
Subject.
How are you doing?
Because I'm good. I have to comment on this subject because it just happened to me. When I was growing up, and you know our background, we was in our religious background, and she was the popular girl. You know who I'm talking about. The popular girl
when
that was the whole thing. Everybody.
No.
What
popular
you,
girl. I know who you're talking about.
You know who we're talking about. Well, I was sweet on her, and she pretty much told me that I was just a fat boy and I would never be nothing. So push come to shove, I left. And no, I left the religion, and I fell in love with a beautiful Cuban girl. You know, my wife. I've been with for over 20-something years. So we were in Chicago just this past week. You know that. This broad came
out
of nowhere. Yes.
I would love to see her now.
She's still a beautiful woman.
Okay, guys, I know you all don't realize this, but we kind of went to the same, how can I put this? We went to the same high school together, and I was not the popular girl. I was the girl that everybody hated.
And I was the fat boy with an attitude. And so basically, you know, we were in our little circle, and it got around that, you know, little Colbert grew up, and he's done well for himself, beautiful wife, beautiful children, established businesses, well established. This frog comes over and saw me and say, hey, Colbert. Well, hey, chick, how you doing? All right. You know, and I see you. I just brought a brand new car, so I'm stepping out the car. Right? So she's like all in my face, breath all in my face. I mean, she's unbuttoned down.
Titty.
I mean, like, back up, bitch. You in my personal space. Back up. And then she's like, well, I you must not be married if you up here in a hotel by yourself. Can I come up? And that's when my wife stepped out and said, no, he's still married. He's still married. 22 years married, and remember you told him, and she was there because we was all in the same school. I mean, you told him he was the fat kid that wouldn't be nothing. Well, guess what? Colbert is the well put together, muscular man now who's worth millions, and I'm the wife that stuck it out through everything. Go back to your ho-ho. And that's what my wife told her. And she scurried away. And so it just happened to me. And needless to say, people disregard. I was the nerd. I was the guy that was in the book on a bus stop, and they were riding with the dudes with the 22s and laughing at me. I was the one that had that vision, you know. I was the one that Kanye West worked that gold digger sign. He's like, look at his eyes. He's at the McDonald's. Now he's working. I was that guy.
I'm not gonna lie. When I hear that song, I think he's singing about me. I ain't saying she's a gold digger,
but she ain't fucking with no broke nigga. And but the thing about it is
about me.
And I had that vision, and now it took me 20 years to get there, but I made it all not because of my determination. It's actually because of the chick I chose to be with. And she was the girl I fell in love with, the Cuban girl with a funky-ass attitude, my little Rosie Perez. And guess what? She pushed me to greatness, and I would not change it for the world. And I tell any broad, any hoe, any thoughtler, because there's some thoughtlers
out there.
And that's
for a woman should always be the one, and it sometimes we nag, and sometimes we do things, but she should always be the one that pushes you to greatness. There's always a woman behind the man, and always a man behind the woman, too. Same difference. There's always a man behind the woman.
And she pushed me to greatness, and now she's living the good life. Like I told you, I just bought her a beautiful fucking car that's probably the worst for some people's houses for her birthday because she deserves it. Anything I want to rain down on her, she deserves, because she was there eating ramen noodles with my baby in the hand while we lived in a hotel at 20-something years old. And she didn't walk out. She didn't give up. She just kept on saying, get out there and go get it. And that's what makes a woman to me. But that's all I want to say. I want to show some love to my wife, my Cuban sensation. You know, and you know me very well.
One day we'll meet. you know, I
talk about her because we're friends, and you know, I talk about her like there's no tomorrow, because to me, she is the shit all and be all, and no one can compare to her. And that's what it is.
It is what it is. I'm so glad that you called in today. Thank you for calling in and being my co-host.
Well, of course, Mama. You have a good day, and hey, give me a ring. You got my number. Bye.
Thank you so much for that. And, oh, God, thank you so much, everybody, for calling in. It has been so much fun. But I have one last caller, and you know what? I told you I was going to get to absolutely everybody, and you thought I was going to forget about you, but I'm not. So I have one last caller. 323-635, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you let everybody know who you are as my co-host today?
Yes. My name is Dry Willis Steele Carthron, C-A-R-T-H-R-O-N. First
well,
off,
welcome
ma'am,
to the show, honey bunny.
Thank you. First off the show, before I get into the topic, I just want to say I've been following you probably since the age of 18. You know, you're part of the reason why I jumped into San Fernando Valley up under the alias and the gorgeous tray and jumped in the adult film industry hoping to find a black woman like you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. You're telling my age. You know I've been around almost 25 years. So.
Look, I'm 34. I know you're probably 42 or 43.
Ooh,
you
I'm
would
a
be
little
like,
older than that, but we ain't going to tell everybody.
Either which way, I love you a lot. I'm happy to see you did your spinoff from your career and doing something positive. And, you know, if you want to find me, you can always Google C-A-R-T-H-R-O-N. Maybe you come to my next fight in Jacksonville, Florida. It's coming.
Okay, right on. I'm going to look you up when I'm in Florida now. Look, if
please,
I show up periodically now, you know I'm going to want my little own section. You're going to have to drink champagne with me.
Look, I'm based in L.A. in Los Angeles, California, but I'm going to go to Jacksonville and go try to win the title and come back to Las Vegas and then come back home to San Fernando Valley. But to jump.
I actually have a house there, so I might have to come out to Jacksonville and say hi. So, but tell me what you think about this. What do you think about our topic?
Well, to jump right into your topic with a left foot, you know, it's like you know, I'm from like I said, Los Angeles. You get to meet the women, and after you go through the hangups and the changeups, and get to the hardcore bottom line. Look, I've heard your host, all your other hosts talk about girls leaving them, hooking up with them because, you know, they financially stable or they was in the period. I've done that. I've been with girls that I really actually loved, but they didn't love me. I'm currently working on a book, Why My Women Don't Love Me No More. You know, and the process and the host of that, I want to say, you know, I know what it's like firsthand to break up with an ex, then to go back to an ex and start having sex with an ex, and then you go back to the ex, start having sex with the ex, and it'd be like nothing didn't even happen. It'd be like nothing didn't even happen, and it'd be like, now you all caught up in the chick's mist again. And it's like, you say to yourself one or two things. Why the hell am I going back, one? Is it just because she got some good pussy? By the way, you look like you got some real good pussy. Or two, is it really just like that real emotional connection that I missed? That real mental, emotional, and physical connection I miss. And I have to say, you know, I've been in a situation before with a couple of chicks where you really, like, feel like the, you know, men are external. Are you there?
Yeah.
You know, men are external, so I'm just
They're very external, and sometimes you have to, but when you break up with someone, you have to really you really want to know why, and this is me personally, Actually, I've never wanted to know this, but I found with men, they want to know why. Like, I've broken up with guys because the sex was bad. I loved them dearly, but the sex was so bad, I couldn't take it anymore. But you never want to tell a guy that. I don't know. I'm hoping not too many guys have had that happen. But there's many other things. And sometimes in my particular case, honestly, I've broken up with guys because I was really trying to further my career and do other things, and I didn't think it was going to be fair to them. And it wasn't about them. It was really about me, and they thought that it was about them. Hey,
was this during your industry days?
Yeah, during my industry days, I really didn't. I never got serious with a guy because I was all about work, and I just didn't think with what I was doing for a living it was fair. So I never got serious with guys because I didn't think it was fair to them. I mean, hell, I love you, but I have to go to work and fuck five other guys. That's not fair.
Tell me this. Tell me this. By the way, I watched all your movies, but tell me this. Can you say, like, currently right now in 2015, you got a husband or a boyfriend?
I beg your pardon? Say it again.
Do you got a husband or a boyfriend in 2015? Or are
yes,
you in
I
love
do.
With
I have a significant other. Yes, I do. But I've also been retired over 10 years now.
Who, you?
Yeah, I've been retired over 10 years now. I've been retired 13 years now.
So if you don't mind me asking, how long you been in this relationship right here? And do you think
I don't really like to talk about how long I've been. I don't talk about my personal relationship. But I will tell you this. I got serious in this particular relationship years ago, and I've been in my relationship for quite a few years.
Can you say, all right, this is it? Because, you know, you've been married before. See, I'm in the process of going through a divorce. And like I said, this is an ex that I've always constantly let back in my life and nick and play with. But this time, I'm not even going to go back. I really mean that. And my question
do you go back? And do you go back and tell them how you feel? And like I've been in a relationship for a long time, so that's not an issue for me at this moment. And all my exes know why I broke up with them. We have real reasons why. But quite honestly, like I've been in a serious relationship for quite a while with someone who is that goes along with our show. So I'm not going anywhere, but my relationship now has nothing to do with my career because I'm retired. I'm literally retired anyway. And just to let you all guys know, because I hear this all the time, people go, well, you do this or that. When I say I'm retired, I literally mean I'm retired. You're not going to see me in another movie again. That is done. You're not going to see me on a red carpet again. I am done with that. And you're not going to see me half naked again because I'm done with that. And I'm also, I'm a woman of a certain age now. And so why would I go there? But I love the fact that you all really love the stuff that I did when I was younger, when I was much younger, because it's been 20 years now.
1998, all I'm going to say, give me a 1998 Sierra. Man, a 1998, 99, 2000 for sure. Blow any chick out this water. You my hero. You really are.
But, darling, thank you so much for watching me back in the day because you saw me in my prime years back in the early, actually, that was the late 90s and probably saw me in my early 90s. But thank you so much for loving me back in the day. And you know what? I love that you all have loved me. And if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be who I was, period, if it weren't for you. So I really do appreciate that so much.
Your ultimate goal, you know, with your fame and celebrity, you know, like after boxing or when you look me up after boxing and after porn, my ultimate goal is to try to give something back and to do something, you know, to further the youth. My question is, how do you want to take your celebrity in your show and your sex? What's your ultimate goal? What you trying to do now in the second phase of your life or your career?
Why can't you say this is the third phase of my life? Because I've been doing this for years. So, but darling, I'm so happy that you called in. But yeah, I'm on a third phase of my life. I'm like really actually I've moved on even beyond that since then for a very long time. But it was really nice to have you call in, and
I
love it when fans call in.
I have one final question for you.
Is your question?
And from a woman's point of view, you know,
okay.
You lived in
being a woman, I can give you that.
You lived in L.A. and dealt with L.A. Negroes and L.A. men. What is the difference between a black man from L.A. and a black man from D.C.? What's the difference to you?
Ooh, I honestly can't give you that answer. I honestly can't give you that. I don't know what the difference is. I honestly can't give you that answer. Men are men.
Men
are men. But that's my answer to that. All men are men. Men are men. I know men are men, and you know what? I love all men. I totally love all men. And I love it when men call in and talk to me, because I guess I'm a little bit conceited in that way. But, guys, I'm so glad that all of y'all were my co-hosts tonight. It was so much fun. And we're going to do this a little bit more next time. I do want to say thank you so much for joining me here on the Down Low. And if you don't know me, my name is Sierra DeVay. And as we heard from my last co-host, I've been around for a long time, about 25 years. Damn it, I just feel old all of a sudden. But you know what? I don't feel that old because, you know what, I still feel pretty. And by the way, to all my exes who don't live in Texas, yeah, I went there. All my exes live in Texas. For all of you all, watch me now because, you know what, I think the best way, and this is my note, I don't want to be Jerry Springer on you all, but my note here is, you know what, the best way to get back to an ex is to be successful. That's the best way to get in. You don't need to put sugar in a tank or anything else. Just be successful and be you. Be you, live you, do you, and always do you, as one of my best friends always says. On that note, I'm going to leave this out with a Doe Montana song. And I kind of like this song. So on that note, I'll see you on Friday. Love you guys.
In the bedroom, bodies call me H-Town. I'm popping pills, you pop it, twerk it. I tear it down like a construction worker, then I'm gon' build it up. The motherfuckers ain't real enough, yep. You done ran into the man of steel. Go ahead, baby girl, do what you feel. You say your boyfriend won't do it? Shit, I bet I damn sure will. Up and down like a rodeo. I lick that cream like Oreo. Damn, that's a real good cookie. Hall of Fame dick, you ain't fucking with a rookie. All night long with the blinds open. Cut the cameras on and let the lens focus. Like Travis Barker, beat it up like drums. And I thought I wanna give it to you till you come. Where you going? Don't run. I just wanna have a little fun. Back like the Terminator, I'm the sex machine. Girl, you don't need a vibrator.